I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, February 18th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he'll be asking the City Council to approve funding for new firefighter gear that does not contain any so-called forever chemicals. Koch says the city is suing the company that sold the current firefighter gear that was supposed to be chemical-free, but says in the meantime, firefighters need safe protective clothing. Independent testing of the existing firefighter gear showed that it contained PFAS, or chemicals that cause cancer. Interim Fire Chief Gary Smith has instituted a policy where firefighters only wear the gear if absolutely necessary to help minimize the exposure to the forever chemicals. Pending funding approval, Koch says the new gear should arrive within 6 to 8 weeks. He estimates the cost at almost $3 million. A proposal for a second Taco Bell restaurant in Quincy is under review. DE Foods from Norwell is proposing to build a Taco Bell restaurant in the parking lot of the Super Stop and Shop on Newport Avenue. The freestanding restaurant would also have a drive-up window. During an initial presentation to the planning board, the engineer said a preliminary study indicates there would be minimal traffic impacts. A more in-depth traffic study of the area is still needed. The developer proposes parking for customers and staff, improved landscaping, and improved stormwater management. One resident did express concern about parking, traffic, and flooding. The hearing was continued to April 8th. Ward 3 Councilor Walter Hubley will hold a neighborhood meeting about the proposal on February 24th. The Planning Board will make a recommendation. However, the City Council has the final say on this project as it is zoned for planned unit development. A Quincy man is being held without bail, charged with robbing a clerk at a local convenience store last week. 33-year-old Wadey Arsenio Gonzalez Abar has been charged with stealing a scooter and a cell phone from an employee of the neighborhood variety store on East Howard Street in Quincy Point last Wednesday. Police say Abar robbed the employee shortly after the store opened at 7 a.m. Abar was arraigned in Quincy District Court on unarmed robbery charges on Friday and ordered held without bail until his next court date on March 3rd. The scooter and the cell phone were returned to the victim. One man is hurt and another is facing charges in connection with a stabbing in Braintree on Monday night. According to police, just before 11:30, officers responded to a call for a stabbing at 205 Wood Road, where Wollaston Alloys is located. The caller stated that his co-worker was stabbed. When officers exited their vehicles, the victim, later identified as Jorge Montero from Taunton, ran toward the officers. The victim's head, face, and hands were covered in blood, and he had a blood-stained sweatshirt wrapped around his head. When officers asked the crowd where the suspect was, they pointed to a male party later identified as Jose Martins of Brockton, who was leaning up against a vehicle. Martins was arrested, and shortly after, another member of the crowd came forward holding the knife allegedly used by Martins. It was seized as evidence. The officers rendered aid on the scene to Montero. He was later taken to an area hospital. Martins is charged with assault and battery by means of a dangerous weapon, a knife, and assault and battery with serious bodily injury. The stabbing remains under investigation. A Hanover police officer is facing charges in connection with a hit-and-run that killed a pedestrian. 36-year-old Officer Thomas Hayes was arrested by state police after a 23-year-old pedestrian was killed in a crash in Brockton. Early Monday morning, Brockton police received reports that there was an unresponsive man in a snowbank near Battle and Cross Streets. The victim was taken to a nearby hospital and pronounced dead. He was later identified as 23-year-old Alfredo Alves. In a statement, Plymouth County DA Tim Cruz says that hours after the crash, a witness went to the Brockton Police Department and told officers that they were riding as a passenger in the car. that apparently fatally struck Alves. That witness, whose identity has not been revealed, identified Hayes as the driver of the car, a Ford Explorer. The witness and another passenger said the SUV sustained a shattered windshield along with other damage in the crash. According to Cruz, a Ford Explorer with damage, similar to what the witnesses described, was found parked in the driveway of Hayes' Hanover home. Surveillance video also showed Hayes driving the SUV before the collision. Police arrested Hayes at his home. He's been placed on administrative leave as the result of his arrest. He was arraigned on charges of motor vehicle homicide and leaving the scene of an accident in Brockton District Court yesterday, and remanded to the Plymouth County House of Corrections after failing to post a $15,000 cash bail. He's scheduled to appear in court again on March 31st. A Milton man has been found guilty of defrauding the state's Medicaid program out of about $245,000 and performing dentistry without a license. The Attorney General's office says 71-year-old Fritz Gabriel billed MassHealth for dentistry services that were not performed at a dental clinic in Boston. Prosecutors say Gabriel billed the state for extractions, root canals, and multi-surface fillings, even though he is not a licensed dentist. Gabriel also was found guilty of using another dentist's license to prescribe controlled substances, including Percocet and hydrocodone. Gabriel will be sentenced next week in Suffolk Superior Court. The town of Canton last night officially swore in their new police chief, Michael K. Daniels. Daniels was voted unanimously to take the helm of the embattled department by the town's select board. With 26 years of police experience, Daniels was previously the police chief in Oxford, where a town spokesperson says he implemented 21st century policing policies and created an agency built on accountability, transparency, and community trust. While in Oxford, Daniels removed the department from civil service, implemented plans to regionalize the local communications center, and cut citizen complaints by 70%, according to Canton officials. Daniels is succeeding interim police chief Joseph Perkins, who had been leading the department since June, following former chief Helena Rafferty's retirement. Canton police has been subject of scrutiny since the murder trial of Karen Reeb. Throughout both of her trials, Canton's police investigation tactics were constantly called into question by Reeb's lawyers, who alleged a cover-up of John O'Keefe's murder. Canton police was audited over its handling of the investigation into O'Keefe's death. The result of the audit did not find any evidence of corruption, tampering, or conspiracy, despite some criticism of the Canton Police Department's crime scene protocol. More than $140 million in funding will go toward building affordable housing across the state and toward turning vacant commercial buildings into new homes, according to Governor Healey. Two programs will jumpstart housing production across the states. Yesterday, Healey said $139 million in funding from the Affordable Housing Development Grant Program will fund 15 rental housing developments statewide, and about $8.4 million is earmarked to help communities transform empty or rundown commercial buildings into new homes. Together, the projects represent 1,008 new homes, including 903 affordable homes and 284 homes for extremely low-income households, including individuals and families transitioning from homelessness. Commercial conversion tax credits will turn vacant commercial buildings into 339 new homes through five projects in Boston, Fitchburg, New Bedford, Pittsfield, and Worcester. The awards support projects in downtowns and neighborhood centers where commercial buildings are underutilized and where new housing can help bring foot traffic, customers, and energy back to local business districts, according to a statement from Healey's office. Massachusetts cannabis regulators are considering a licensing freeze to address businesses that have been squeezed by falling marijuana prices. The Cannabis Control Commission voted last week to schedule a public hearing on a potential freeze of new cultivation licenses and a temporary moratorium on approving additional canopy capacity. Testifiers could also share their thoughts on freezing other license types, including craft marijuana cooperatives, product manufacturing, and microbusinesses. The move, which comes as regulators are rolling out social consumption regulations, is meant to open up a conversation about how to support marijuana businesses and stabilize the market, as an influx of supply has led to plummeting prices. Commissioners noted increasing supply is largely to blame for falling prices. The number of licensees has risen from 223 in July of 23 to 686 this past January. Some businesses are struggling to stay open, with 24 licensees placed into court-appointed receivership. Well, it may be winter outside, but spring has arrived inside the greenhouse at the Norfolk County House of Corrections in Dedham. Sheriff Pat McDermott shared some photos recently of inmates in their vocational unit that train with a horticultural instructor preparing plants and planting seeds. The program is designed to teach inmates planting, gardening, and farming skills that they may use once they complete their prison sentences. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow is up 32 points, the NASDAQ rose 31, and the S&P added 7. Shares in Europe and Asia were also higher. The dollar rose, the euro was down, oil at $62 a barrel. Forecast from the National Weather Service today: a wintry mix changing to snow tonight, possibly 1 to 3 inches of accumulation, a high of 40 and a low of 24 tonight. Sunshine returns tomorrow with a high of 38. Another wintry mix on Friday with the chance for snow Friday night, high Friday of 36. Snow flurries Saturday, a high of 36. For the boater, waves about a foot, winds west 5 to 10 knots, become northerly later today, high tide 11:50 a.m. Sunrise 6:35, sets at 5:20. Reminder, curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy is delayed one day this week due to the President's Day holiday, back on Monday. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, February 18th.